This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
2-2, liner's pinch. Strike three called. Fastball freezes Turner. That one paints the outside corner. So another strikeout for Leiter. First out here in the top of the sixth.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan on a shout-out Friday. Can I get a shout-out from my wife, Christina Daly? Usually I don't read the last names. Maybe I shouldn't have. Or maybe it's Dally.
It could be Dally.
She was recognized in D Magazine for leadership in nursing and is one of the 40 under 40 in the city. That is freaking outstanding. Well done and congratulations. And from the 903, because this leads perfectly into our segment.
Congratulations. That's really cool. I didn't go look her up and then say that.
Let me see your computer.
Nope.
For the 903, can we get a shout out for Jack Leiter? I mean, this dude is coming on strong this year. Also, shout out for DeGrom because he will kill it today. Now,
yeah,
that leads us into baseball nuggets. Let's start with Jack Leiter because Jack Leiter is on the attack. He is going after the strike zone.
Yes.
And he's really cut down. Which is more impressive to you guys? Is it that he's attacking the strike zone more? I know it's spring training, but just stay with me. He's attacking the strike zone more, or he has fewer terrible misses. We're like, the hell was that pitch?
He was always attacking the strike zone.
Sometimes
he just
right
didn't
in the middle.
He wasn't cutting or painting corners. And that was the frustrating part. So, yes, fewer bad pitches, fewer mistakes is a real positive thing. But, Kevin, what I'm seeing is the way he's attacking the strike zone. Like you said, it just felt like it was the middle of it.
Yeah.
Now he's like, oh, hey, I used the top of the strike zone, got your eye level off, and right. Now I'm going down and away. Good luck hitting that. That was the Rangers' MO when they were in the World Series. Go back and watch how they pitched against Houston. Go back and watch how they pitched against every one of those teams. When they were good, when they were at their best, they were going eye level to get you off a little bit, and then, bam, they'd hit you low and away, and you're swinging at it because you were like, oh, crap. And even if you had them figured out, they still forced you to have to swing or be in those situations. So he's playing Mike Maddox's game within what his pitches are. And I know we're going to talk with Jared a little later.
Yes.
He is all about what Jack Leiter is doing. He thinks he's ready, but it's kind of like he's done as much as he can do at AAA.
Yeah.
So what's the next step for him? But I love what he's doing this spring so far.
Do you like the name Attack Leiter? Or do you like Jack Attack Leiter?
I like Attack Leiter.
Okay.
Jack Attack Leiter just seems...
too much?
Yeah.
Wordy. Okay. So yesterday... Now, Alec, I know we have to cushion all of this with its spring training. I get that. You're about to naysay me. Jack Leiter threw 25 of his 33 pitches, 4 strikes. Neat. Great. Here's the part that really matters. He got 10 swings and misses out of those 33 pitches. 10.
Huge.
And he had three scoreless innings. So not only were 10 of his 33 pitches swings and misses, it took him 33 pitches to get out of three innings.
That's phenomenal.
Absolutely.
Like if you do that for nine innings, it's 99 pitches.
That's true. And a shutout.
Yeah. And you didn't get to your 100, so you might want to throw an extra one, you know, just to make sure that coach doesn't make you hop up there in the bullpen for one pitch.
Mm-hmm.
But two innings used to be 60 pitches. I mean, and I know, again, it's spring, but if he's working that efficiently, that's a huge positive for what we're hoping out of him. And Kevin, when he was in college, what was his big thing? It's the difference between him and Rocker the last year that Leiter was in college was that the whiff rate for Leiter was better. And like Rocker was really good, but Leiter had a better whiff rate. If you can get that whiff rate back up in Major League Baseball, what you just pointed out, 10 swings and misses, you're feeling very good about what he's doing.
Now, also on the attack is Josh Jung. So Josh Jung challenged two pitches yesterday with the automated balls and strikes system. He was 2 for 2. And I know he was joking, but he said, "I'm nasty when it comes to knowing the zone."
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey. I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Leave it.
You know who he showed up? The home plate umpire was John Bacon. Now, I don't really need to expand on that at all. I just thought that that was neat.
Did you see Evan Grant's tweet yesterday?
Ooh, maybe not.
At one point, and somebody, I think ESPN bet, then tweeted it out the like, okay. How can you not be romantic about baseball? And Evan was like, I made it. At one point yesterday, Bacon was the umpire. Berger was the hitter.
Awesome.
And Cease was the pitcher. So it's a little bit of a reach, but Bacon, Cease, Berger.
Okay.
He was trying to go for the bacon cheeseburger sound.
Yeah.
But even still, bacon and burger being together, phenomenal.
I agree. If it was Dylan Cheese, then I would have really.
Is there
been
a cheese in Major League Baseball? Is there a cheese out there?
I don't feel comfortable saying no.
John Cheese coming to the plate.
Yeah. I'm not sure.
Up against Jack Gouda.
Will
That's a dude that has two different cheeses in his name. Jack Cheese.
Who do you think is going to get the better of that matchup?
I don't know.
Oh.
Tim Swiss.
Okay. Stop just naming cheeses. All right. So Josh Jung, Jack Leiter, very productive days yesterday. I swear to God, don't name another cheese. All right. Lawrence Butler, Mike's guy. And the Oakland A's have agreed to a 7-year, $65.5 million extension. Now, remember, it was always going to be lower with a player like Butler just because he's under team control and has years of arbitration coming up and everything like that. But this is a player that we talked about it last year. Mike loves. The A's clearly have very high hopes for him. He signs a 7-year, $65.5 million extension.
Am I wrong? Did they release new renderings yesterday of their stadium?
They did. And they were awesome slash a little bit confusing when I looked at them.
I showed Adrian and she goes, AI created that, right? That's disgusting. She thought it was ugly.
Wow.
And I was like, she goes, the inside of it does kind of have a COSM look, but the outside of it looks like somebody just poured sprayed whipped cream out of a can. And it's just like, hey, that looks good to me. Let's put it on some pie.
From the 254, can I get a shout out from my buddy Dominic, who told me his text to you guys created the new vent segment.
I love it.
Man, you guys helped a ton with that yesterday. And thank you to y'all. Thank you to Dominic.
This is your show.
For making this happen.
Y'all run it.
This probably won't surprise you. The Dodgers and Dave Roberts are about to hit up a long-term extension. Not particularly surprising given the success.
It actually kind of is.
Really?
Yeah, it always seemed like no matter what, that dude's always on
fired.
He's not good enough. What do you mean? He does everything ownership asks.
Yeah.
They're always winning. He doesn't win the World Series enough. He's got two of them now, and they're like,
Is it weird how quickly that can change? Because he went from, you might get fired because your only championship was a fake COVID title, to you've won two World Series in the last 5 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, the fake one now counts, right?
Yeah, that is a weird thing.
And don't forget about that time that y'all lost to a team that cheated. Like, that's
true.
Another thing that should be in your cap.
Man, you just said something that's really fascinating to me. If you do it again, then the other one wasn't fake anymore.
Exactly.
So, like, if LeBron would have won the championship the very next year, do you think people wouldn't have given him so much crap for the bubble title? Because they're like, I don't know, man. He won the next year, too, so they probably would have gotten it done.
I think you're dead on with that.
But he didn't.
Commanders did release Jonathan Allen, by the way, Kevin.
All right. Now, we talked about Jonathan Allen the other day and said if you wanted to pick him up and avoid going on the free market, it would probably be really cheap. And the other great thing about that was his money wasn't guaranteed. Well, now that he's been released, obviously, you can sign him for whatever the heck you want. You don't have to give up any draft compensation. But if the Cowboys wanted him, it would be in an open market scenario. So I'm not sure what they value him at. I'm not sure what Jonathan Allen values himself at. That might honestly be the bigger thing.
That is always an important factor. And if the market tells him that he's not worth enough, then that usually can be positive for the Cowboys.
Yes, absolutely. Look, and the market has at least a little bit spoken in terms of nobody wanted to give up any draft compensation because they thought they would have to eat some of that money. So just something to keep an eye out on for the Cowboys and Jonathan Allen.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.